All right. Hey, everybody. This is Brian Niederhaus. Thanks for joining us tonight for the kickoff session for our prospecting and closing class live with Danny Johnson. This class is going to be a game changer for you. I'm so excited that you have made the decision to make this investment into yourself and your business and take yourself to a whole different level. Last week we did this class. It was crazy. There was 990 registrations, sign-ups made by just the class members over a four-week period. Over $70,000 in commissions were earned, and I'm really excited to see what this class can do. I believe that you guys can beat that class that we did a couple of years ago, and this is going to be a ton of fun. Danny is fired up and working hard to help you grow your business and your skill set. And really developing true leadership. Not people that say that they're leaders or talk like they're leaders or whatever, but actually people that are out there not only earning big money themselves, but actually helping other people do the same. And that's really what a leader is in our industry. And Danny has raised up more of these types of leaders than any other trainer out there. She's led by example in her own right, going out and building a gigantic business, really truly being a legend in our industry. But then more importantly, going out and helping other people have success. And she's been doing that for nearly 30 years now, and made generating multiple millionaires in our industry. And, man, tonight's class is going to be epic. Now, there's a couple of things you want to know about tonight's class, and I'll be back the whole series of classes this next couple of weeks, 4 weeks actually, is that number one, you made a massive investment into this class, not only in money but in time. And it's not a time for you to be over in the Facebook group hanging out and chatting away. It's not a time to be listening, you know, or watching something else on the internet. This is a time to focus. A couple of things happen on this class that you may not be aware of. First of all, this is an interactive workshop. This is not a listen and kind of get a good feeling kind of class or something like that and get a little bit of information and feel good about what's going on. This is very interactive. In fact, Danny could call on you at any given moment. So if you're not ready for that, it could be really, really rough. So you want to have, number one, you want to have both script books in your hands ready to go at all times. Danny is going to ask you to read the scripts that you personally use in your business, and he's going to help you learn and grow from actually listening to you do it and then teaching you how to do it even better. The results from that are incredible, and that's going to be happening in this class. So make sure that you are ready at all times for role play with Danny Johnson. It's just an unbelievable experience. And really the thing that can truly take you from where you're at today to a whole nother level in just a few minutes. It's pretty spectacular to see what happens. And the other thing is on Sunday night, so on Saturday afternoon, we're going to send you an email with your homework survey. Now, this is a critical component of the class, and it's important that you actually turn in your homework numbers every single week. This is not optional. In fact, if you don't turn in your homework 2 weeks in a row, you're out. So you want to make sure that at least if you didn't do anything, turn in the zeros. Face the music and turn in your zeros. But you definitely have to be turning that in. So you will get an email from us every single Saturday afternoon. You need to get that homework turned in before Sunday night. And that will keep you in the class. And that will also, based on your results and who kind of catches Danny's eyes as somebody that she can really help in the moment, she will pick that person to role play with. And that is really the pinnacle of coaching with Danny Johnson. The last thing is this is a coaching class. You have hired Danny Johnson for the next 4 weeks, the next 16 hours of training to coach you. And like any good coach, she is going to absolutely pull the best out of you. And that's not always an easy process. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's embarrassing even. But you will be a better recruiter and a better closer at the end of this class than you've ever been before. So, folks, I am so excited to see where your results are going to be, your numbers are going to be, your skills are going to be at the end of this class. We'll be watching every single day. You can plug in over at the Super Friends Facebook group. You can also shoot me an email if need be, and there's several other ways you can connect with us via the emails that we have sent with some connection information. But keep an eye on the emails, keep an eye on the Facebook group, and you'll be completely up to speed at all times. And so with that, I'd like to welcome our coach, our mentor, and America's Favorite Millionaire, Danny Johnson.
Thanks so much, Brian. I totally appreciate you doing the introduction tonight. And super excited to be here with this class. I have a few other items that I want to add to what Brian was just talking about. This class is going to be really uncomfortable for some of you. I am really super, super pumped to have the chance for us to be able to work together. And the way that we're going to work together, this is not a teaching class. This isn't like a Monday night call that maybe you've jumped on that is on our Smarter Networker site, which, by the way, the whole point of Smarter Networker is helping those of you in the direct sales industry become smarter networkers. That's the whole goal, is that you become a smarter networker. A smarter networker is somebody that plays to win. It's somebody that is a professional in the direct selling industry. The direct selling industry is loaded with millions and tens of millions of unprofessional people, loaded with tens of millions of people who signed up with a kit and are hoping to get rich or hoping to make a few extra $100 without doing anything. They talk to a couple people here and there. They get discouraged when it doesn't work, and then they quit, and they end up just being a product user. Now, mind you, network marketing companies count on you actually doing that. They built their entire compensation structure on you not ever making six figures. Their compensation structure is based on you just using the product and never doing anything with it. Now, they built their business model on that fact because they watched and saw what people actually do. And the sad thing is that most people in the network marketing industry are not trained. They have an expectation of making big money or even a nominal salary. But let's just look at the facts. For someone to make $30,000 a year in any business, in any job, to make $30,000 a year, what is required of you? You got to put in 8 hours. You have certain tasks that have to get done. If you don't do the task, you get fired. If you're going to make $80,000 a year, that means that you have a higher skill set than everybody else that doesn't make $80,000 a year. And so how do you make $80,000 a year? You have to produce a higher skill level in your people skills, in your ability to execute tasks, your ability to get it done faster than everybody else, your ability to think and to solve problems. That's how you make $80,000 a year. This is the only industry that I'm aware of that people get started in and expect to become millionaires or expect to make $100,000 a year and just clearly are not looking at the reality of what it actually takes. And then you couple that with the fact that you have leaders that get on stage that are making millions and saying, I'm only working 10 hours a week. I'm only working 20 hours a week. My life is great. This business is easy. And they're really not given the full picture of the hard work, the full picture of the rejection, the full picture of all the times they wanted to quit, the full picture of all the emotional turmoil that they've had to deal with between their family, prospects, and their current distributors. The fact is, it takes work to make money, period, end of story. And he who chases a fantasy has poverty waiting for him. And you're in this class, and why I'm excited why you're in this class is because you are not the average person in the direct selling industry. You're actually somebody who got started because you have a reason for it. You want to make money. Why are you in this class? Because you do not want to fail. You're in this class because you want to play to win. You're in this class because you are a smarter networker, and you want to earn what smarter networkers make, which is a tremendous amount of money with a very specific skill set. So these next 30 days, you and I are going to be working together. This is not where I'm going to sit and talk constantly and give you content. No, we're actually going to be on the court, if you will, and I don't know if you play basketball or on a field for football or soccer or whatever, but I want you to picture that your network marketing direct selling business is just like playing in a sports game. This is where I drew so much of how I became very successful at what I did at a very, very young age in a very short period of time. First 6 months, I failed miserably. I could not sink that ball in that basket. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get a score. I didn't know how to rebound. I didn't even know how to show up correctly. I didn't even show up dressed correctly for this profession. But I learned after 6 months of playing that there was another group of people in the same exact business. They had a certain uniform. They had a certain way that they played the game. They had a certain plays. They did these plays over and over and over and over and over again, and they did this professionally. And they did this 8, 10, 12 hours a day. It was no small wonder why they made six figures within their first 6 months. And so I'm here to tell you that you're in the most powerful and dynamic business model that exists out there. It really is the most powerful. It really is the most dynamic business model that is out there. It takes everyday average people who are willing and able to learn new skills, to focus, to set their calendars aside, where they make appointments, where they're actually keep solid business hours, and they are able to develop a skill set of leading a people based on their personal example of what they're doing on a daily basis, and they have the chance, the potential to make millions of dollars. And if millions of dollars is too much for somebody, well then, okay, they can fail at six figures. Now, this is the industry that I made my first, second, and third million. While my little babies were young, and yes, I worked on a part-time basis 20 hours a week. In fact, my first million was made on even less than 20 hours a week. When your skill increases, it takes less time to be able to make the money. But see, I even know that there's some of you that in the very bottom of your company, the business that you're working in, they provide you with income disclosure statements of what you can actually expect. Well, they can actually produce numbers for you and tell you, okay, at this level, you make X. So let's just look at one prime example. You know, there's some of you that are in this class that at the bottom, a distributor, that's where 94% of all the members of your business is. I'm going to say that again, 94%. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that's how it is with most network marketing companies. The average income of the person that's at the bottom, the basic distributor, is about $1 a month, which is about $12 a year. Okay, and like I said, those comp plans are designed for those people. Then if you travel up your compensation structure, you know, you move to that next level, which is still super low position, whatever it is that they call it. I mean, I've seen every kind of name you can imagine. You know, it could be a consultant. It could be a director. It could be a star. It could be a diamond. It could be a number of different wild names that they seem to come up with. It could be, you know, a manager. It could be a supervisor. There's so many different names that different comp plans use. But just at the star position, there's a huge jump, for example, where you go from 94% of the distributors are at the very bottom, and then that first jump up, your very first step into your comp plan, which is a small jump. It might be a $1,000 buy-in. It might be a $3,000 buy-in. 3.5% of your entire company is at that level. And what's the average monthly income? About $70. Yearly, about $900. That's not the place that you want to stay. You want to move yourself through the ranks. And if you look at your company's compensation structure and you look at the people at the top, many of them are making over $1 million a year. And you have to ask yourself, how do I get there? Because if the compensation plan allows me to do it, it gives me the opportunity to get there, then why not me? If it hasn't, if other people are doing it, why not me? What is the difference between me and them? There is a dynamic difference. And that is skill. And that's why you're in this class. It's for skill. You didn't get started in this class or in the business that you're currently in to stay at the bottom and to make $1 a month. That's not why you're here. You're here because you've got something very important to do and you only have a little bit of time to get it done. So I am going to make you really uncomfortable this month. And I mean uncomfortable. I am not your friend in this class. As your coach, if I do not have you in a place where you are well, you don't have dry mouth, if your heart isn't racing, your stomach isn't hurting, then I'm not doing my job. If you're not in a place where your butt isn't twitching, I'm not doing my job. What do I mean by that? You cannot be worried about how you're going to look in this class. And largely, sadly, so many leaders, as they become a leader, there's so many people that use that term so flippantly, as they become in a role where they're leading other people, they might be making 5-10 grand a month. Now all of a sudden they really care about their reputation. Now all of a sudden they really worry as to whether or not they're going to be embarrassed. They don't want to be called out on anything, and that's really sad. Because the worst thing about being good at something is just that. You're just good at it. You'll never become great if you're good at something. Unless, of course, you put yourself back in the saddle again and put yourself in a place where you're nervous, where you're scared, where you have a chance of being embarrassed, and where you will be humiliated. You will be humiliated in this class. And if that's too scary for you, you better buckle up, friend. Because again, you said you want to grow. And there's one way to grow. All of us have walked through humiliation. All of us have walked through embarrassment. And if we're honest with ourselves and we really want to succeed, we're going to carry through the humiliation waters to get to the other side. We're going to carry through the chance of being embarrassed so we can get to the other side. When you have a chance of being embarrassed and humiliated, then that means you got a chance of great success. If you have not been in a place where you could be humiliated, embarrassed, guess what? You ain't growing, and you probably haven't grown in a long time. So get ready to grow. We have a goal. As an organization, this past Sunday, it hit my spirit that I want to help 1,000 people become awesome prospectors, presenters, and closers. That's what we will do. Whether we do that through one person's entire organization or we do that through 100 different companies, we're going to help a minimum of 1,000 people this year become awesome prospectors, presenters, and closers. That means we're going to help the economy because that's where the rubber meets the road. If you do not know how to prospect and close, you don't make any money. If you don't position yourself to become a professional prospector and closer, you don't make any money. You will work as hard as a professional does and be more frustrated, and you'll quit. And it all has to do with skill. So there's a certain way that a professional builds this type of a business, and there's a certain way that an amateur does. When I look at the numbers of what I'm seeing right here tonight, most of us are amateurs. But guess what? You're not going to stay there. By the time we end this month, you're going to move yourself one step closer to being a pro. And when we give you the opportunity to enter another class, then you're going to start that next class at a higher level of professionalism. You're going to start that next class with a higher commitment level. You're going to start that next class with no longer being afraid of the phone, but actually actively picking up the darn phone and making something happen with it. So there's a few things that you need to understand. You are required, listen carefully, to turn in your homework every week. That homework assignment is going to consist of a survey that you'll be filling out that has you put in your daily numbers, actually your weekly numbers. So numbers like how many dials are you doing? How many people have you talked to? How many presentations did you do? How many people did you enroll as a business associate or recruit into your business in normal network marketing terms? And then how many people did you close on your product? How many new customers did you get? So you're going to be now tracking like a professional does, okay? And each assignment that I give you through this class, and that's, by the way, the same assignment that I'm going to give each person that I role play with in the class, which, by the way, I will role play with a minimum of 2. We might get through 3. That's how many you're going to get picked throughout each class. We don't need to role play with everybody. This, what's important on your part is your reporting numbers. Your numbers are going to determine whether or not I pick you. Your homework assignments need to be turned in every single week. You'll be getting an email every Friday night. In fact, sorry, this Friday night, February 2nd, actually coming Friday night at 12 p.m. Central. So your homework reminder email will be sent Friday, February 2nd. Please write that down in your calendar. Set an appointment that you begin to look for the February 2nd email that's coming in at noon Central. And when you fill that out, what you're going to put in, you don't have to fill it out right then, but you have to make sure you fill it out and send it to us at the end of your work week. So if you work on Saturdays and you're dialing on Saturdays and doing presentations on Saturdays, as soon as your day is done, then you're going to fill out your homework assignment. Your homework assignment comes in the form of a survey. That survey is where you input all of your numbers, the numbers I just mentioned. So that means that you're going to be logging your activity. You're going to be logging how many dials you're doing daily. You're going to add those days up. If you work 3 days a week, then it's that amount. If it's 100 dials a day times 3, that's 300 dials for the week. If it's 200 dials a day, then it's 600 times, it's 600 dials if you're working 3 days a week. If you're working 6 days a week, which I don't know why you would in a network marketing opportunity, there's no reason to. But if you are, for some reason, then that's 100 dials times 6 days a week. Do you understand? So you would have 600 dials in your dials category. Same with talk to. How many people did you actually read the script to, right? So with that script, okay, if you got a hold of 15 people total for the week, then that's the number that you're going to put in that category, okay? The other thing that you are going to be required to do inside of this class, and again, this is not me teaching. That's not what this is. This is us working together. It's very different than going to a First Steps to Success, very different than listening to a Monday night call or listening to an audio or watching a video. We are here to work this month, which means you must be prospecting this month. You're going to prospect more people than you've ever prospected before in your entire life. That should be your goal, that this next 30 days that you're going to dial more people than you've ever dialed. You're going to talk to more people than you've ever talked to. And we're going to watch the numbers as they pour in every single week, and we're going to watch how much money you've made as a direct result of the activity that you're doing. Your homework assignment is due this Sunday, February the 4th, by 11:59 p.m. Okay, so you're going to get the reminder email on Friday. If Friday night is the end of your work week, then you can fill it out then. If the Saturday night is your end of your work week, you can fill it out then. It's your responsibility to make sure that we get it. So by Sunday night at midnight, we will have received your homework assignment, and then it's going to be, everything's going to be compiled and back into my, on my desk for me to review to work with you on Tuesday. So what does that look like? When you see, after you've done your survey and it says submit your survey, and then when you see your survey has been completed on your screen of your computer, then that means your homework has been submitted to us, okay? Brian told you, and I'm going to say this again, this is not the time to be chatting. I think webinars suck for this reason. People end up talking to each other on Facebook. They pay good money to be in a class. They say they want to succeed, and yet they're chatting on Facebook with each other. This makes no sense. This is not the work of a professional. This is the work of an amateur chasing a lottery ticket, hoping that they bought their kit for $2,000 and hoping, or $5,000 or $19,000, they bought a kit and they're hoping that it means it's going to secure their success. No. You don't get paid on a job to be distracted on Facebook. You certainly ain't going to get paid in your own business to be distracted on Facebook. So this is your college course. This is a 30-day boot camp. This is the time to focus. All technology needs to be off except for you and me on the phone. That means your phone is not in your hand. That means your phone is in your ears. There's nothing else that you're going to be paying attention to. You shouldn't be driving as you're listening to this class. This is an appointed time for you and me to get together. Another one of your homework assignments is going to be, you're going to be listening to the MP3 of this class every single day. I want to make sure you heard me. This is going to be an hour and a half MP3. You're going to listen to the MP3 of this class every single day until the next class's MP3. We want to make sure that you are getting it. You're going to hear things in that MP3 that you didn't hear when the class was live. When you hear it the second time, when you hear it the fifth time, okay? And by the way, that's 6 days. I want you to have one day of rest of not doing anything with your business at all. So 6 days in a row, you will listen to this class's MP3. And if you're in both classes, which most of you are, there's like a handful of you that are not, which is sad for you to not be in both, but that's okay for you. When you get the closing class, that means you're going to be listening to two MP3s every single day. Why? Guys, this is tryouts for the greatest team that is ever going to be built. There are going to be 1,000 professional prospectors and closers that will be developed in 2018. That in itself, 1,000 professional prospectors and closers developed from nothing. That is going to change the economy in your country. That's going to change it. Why? Because that is money being made. That's why. That's stimulating the economy. That's you rising up to a real business person. Okay? So, homework assignments, there can be no egos here. Your ego is not allowed in this class. It's not allowed on the court. It's time to play team. In order for you to move forward and to improve, I need permission from you that if I see you heading in a direction that is not helpful and beneficial to your future and is not helpful and beneficial to this team that is in this class together for the next 4 weeks, I need permission from you that if I see you doing something that's not helpful and beneficial to you or this team, to call you out on it. And if you're serious about building it, building your business, the answer is yes. Please help me succeed. Please show me if I'm getting off track. My goal is that you learn to see if you're off track yourself. Because if you're more worried about not looking bad than you are about improving your results, then you need to step up your commitment level. You need to get your ego out of the way. Ego cares about its reputation. Ego cares about looking good in front of everybody. Ego cares about faking it. It's a facade. It will keep you broke. You got to get your ego out of the way. It is time for you to step up. You have been called to the business that you're in, the most powerful business model that exists on the planet today, that took this broke homeless cocktail waitress and helped her make her first, not first million, not second million, but third million. So listen to me carefully. Ego is not allowed here. You need to care more about improving your results than you care about how you're going to look on the phone to me or what your numbers are going to look like on paper. Playing team this month means you're submitting your numbers, even if they're zeros, even if they're all zeros. The other thing I will tell you on your homework is that you are allowed, now mind you, many of you did not get your homework assignment in for this class. There's quite a list of you. And with the list of you, either you didn't know it was required, I'm going to say we screwed it up. But moving forward, it will be your fault if the homework isn't put in. If you miss two, okay, so the first time your homework is not sent in, you've got grace, okay? We'll excuse that. But you have two times that you do not send in your homework assignment, you are cut from the team. You are cut from the class. You're done, and we're done. Why? We're not going to waste our time with people that are not deadly serious about becoming a professional and making a serious, obscene amount of money in the greatest industry that has ever been created. This is your shot, and it is time for you and your team to give the business that you have the dignity, the respect, and the honor that it deserves. The dignity, respect, and honor will be in how you represent this banner, whatever the name of the business is that you're in. It's time to give it that dignity. If you have the opportunity that you can make millions of dollars just like many others have in your business and as well as in your industry, then that deserves honor, respect, and dignity. Discipline, focus, consistency, commitment. These things help you win. These things take you to that place. Everything opposite of that is nothing but a loss. And you don't have time for losing anymore. No more time for losing. It is only time to play this business out to win. It is only time to change lives. This is the time to make it work. No longer living a life of excuses and no longer padding your ego. You're going to need to raise your game. As I looked at these numbers, there's only one person in here who even came close. They're only about 60% of the kind of dials that should be done inside this class. Only one. Everybody else is somewhere around kindergarten to first grade level with dials at this point. So if we really want to make money, you're going to have to kick up your dials a lot. And what does that mean? That means that you may need to consider purchasing leads, or you better come up with a way that you're going to prospect, because you're going to need a lot of people to talk to between now and these 4 weeks. And so you're going to have to increase your dials a lot. In fact, let me give you a timeline. Out of all the years that I've been in the industry, this works. This formula I'm going to give you works. If you're working your business 10 hours a week, number one, we need to know what hours are you working. You need to know that. Your prospects need to know that. Your family needs to know that. If it's 10 hours a week, what hours are they? Is it 2 days a week that's 5 hours a day? Is it 5 days a week that's 2 hours a day? What does it look like? Well, let me give you an idea of dials. If you're working 10 hours a week, 8 hours should be spent prospecting. That's 80% of your time should be spent in prospecting. 19% of your time should be spent in training. 1% of your time in problem solving. So here's the breakdown on 10 hours a week. 8 hours of prospecting, 1 hour and 54 minutes of training, which means this class, 6 minutes of problem solving. In 8 hours of prospecting, 230 dials can be done, is done by real professionals. 230 dials for every 8 hours of prospecting. If you're working 15 hours a week, you should be doing 345 dials. If you're working 20 hours a week, you should be doing 460 dials. If you're working 40 hours a week, it's 920 dials per week. That's how many dials you should be doing. So So I want you to use this time management system, the 80% of your time in prospecting, 19% of your time in training, 1% of your time in problem solving. Now, this month might be a little different if you're in both classes. Okay, so that just means what? Let me tell you something. What that means is that you are going to college this month. You're in a college course this month. And while you're in a college course, that means that you're taking time away from other silly things that you shouldn't be doing and spending your time on the things you actually should be doing. Okay? So let's go ahead and get started. The first person I'm going to, first of all, Kaylee, if you can open up the lines here in a second, I need a verbal commitment from you as the team that we're going to work with this month. Do I have permission from you that if I see you heading in a direction that's not helpful and beneficial to your goals, or to the team's goals, do I have permission to call you out on it? Open up the lines. Tell me yes if I have your permission.
Yes.
Okay. First person, the one that did the most dials in this class, number one in dials, Michael Titus. 600 dials last week. Michael, please press number one. Michael, are you there?
I am, Danny.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, Danny. How are you doing? You okay?
I'm fabulous. Okay, Michael, before I get started, you were number one for cold market. Cold market is easy to do 600 dials. This is not a difficult thing. Especially if you're purchasing leads. So you have an endless amount of people that you can be talking to. The lukewarm market person was June Getty with 20. That means that she prospected 20 people that she met. And then Zipporah Singleton was number one for warm market dials with 123 dials in a week. But you definitely led the class with the most amount of dials, but the amount of people that you were able to talk to is so low. So low. So let's talk about leads for a moment. You dialed 600 times and only talked to two people.
That's correct.
Okay. That sucks. Usually, when it comes to cold market leads, with 600 dials, you're going to get a hold of about 5% of the people. That's what you should expect, which would have been about 30 calls.
Yes.
So two is really bad. So where are you getting your leads from?
It's the mixture of age leads and fresh leads. The reason why I got age leads as well, because I know sometimes with the fresh leads, they just drip in. So I thought at least to keep a constant flow of people to talk to, I bought age leads as well.
Okay. And so what happened? Did you end up with a lot of wrong numbers? I mean, are you tracking how many are wrong numbers versus, like, real, you know, live people? Are we hearing voicemails of the person's name that you're actually calling? Like, tell me what's going on.
To be honest, Danny, I just tracked how many people that I got in the pipeline, which wasn't many. I mean, I spoke to people, but I didn't leave them on the website. Normally, when I spoke to them, they said they couldn't get to the website there and then.
Okay, well, hold on, Michael. Then you're not tracking your numbers correctly. So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that you talked to more than two people.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So this number where it says talk to is the amount of people you talked to. The amount of people you got to the website would be how many people you brought to a presentation. So that means that you brought two to a presentation. Is that correct?
I didn't. I just I spoke to a couple of people.
And need to know how many conversations you had.
I would say probably I didn't obviously track it properly. I would say I spoke to maybe 5-10 people.
Is it 5 or is it 10?
10.
Okay, so that's better. 30 is what it should be, no matter if there's age leads or if they're new leads. It doesn't matter. If they're live leads, it doesn't matter. So that's the number I need to track, okay? Because that tells me where you actually need the help. So if 10 people answer the phone, so you're saying out of 600 dials, 10 people answered the phone.
Yes.
Okay. So out of 10, 2 agreed to going to the website.
That's correct. They said that they were going to go to. Yeah.
Okay. And so when you went to call them back after they went to the website, nobody was there.
No, they weren't there.
Okay.
I mean, there was a few people. Sorry, Dan. I was just going to say there was a couple of people there, but they said they weren't interested in going forward.
Yeah. Okay. So then you said there were a few people. So then how many did you send to the website?
I would say I sent 2 people to the website.
You sent 2 to the website, and the 2 said they weren't interested.
They weren't interested.
Okay, cool. Now, I have a question for you. What are you doing when you do not reach the people? What's your process?
When I don't reach the people, I just put down they've missed the follow-up.
No, meaning, I'm sorry, when you're prospecting. So when you're dialing the 590 people that did not answer the phone, did you leave a voicemail?
Yes, I did. Where they went to voicemail, I left a voicemail. If there was no voicemail that was set up, I just put no answer.
Okay. All right. And so can you tell me, can you leave me a message? So I'm gonna give you my voicemail, okay? And I want you to leave me a message. We're just going to role play that out. So, you know, you called me. It's ring, ring. Hi, you've reached Danny. I'm unavailable. Leave a message at the beep.
Okay. Hi, Danny. This is Michael. I'm calling you back to get you the information you requested. We're doing some pre-screening interviews right now because it takes a lot of work on our part to establish someone in a home-based business successfully. So if you're serious, give me a call back. I'll get that information to you, and we'll see if you have the qualities of the kind of person we're looking for. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together and where you fit on a team. My phone number is 12345. Again, that's 12345. Have an awesome day, and God bless.
Okay. Michael, first of all, you have an amazing accent and you have an amazing phone voice. It's very intriguing, very, very intriguing if I heard that voicemail. The other thing that you did right on that voicemail is you stuck to a great script. That's a great voicemail script. What I would work on, and by the way, your tone was perfect as far as you're not overly bubbly, you're not super boring. I think your tone was just right. The only thing I will say is that I could tell you were reading. I could hear that this is kind of more of a scripted thing. It doesn't feel like you're my friend and you're leaving me a message. So there's no connection. So you kind of sound like every other telemarketer that's leaving me a message. Okay, so I want you to kind of work on being yourself. Because if you're being yourself, then I could connect with yourself. I can't connect with you if I feel like you're robotic. Okay, so your voice was great. All that part was great, but you just sound a bit robotic, and it's just like I'm not connecting with you. I feel like I'm just another number when I'm listening to my voicemail versus I'm intrigued and I want to know who you are, and I'll call you back. Make sense?
It more than makes sense, Danny. Well, I always felt for a long time I sound like a – sorry, I got my throat strained up. I always felt for a long time that was one of my main problems. I do sound like a robot, I must admit.
Yeah, but that's easy to fix. You don't sound like a robot when you're talking to me, so I want you to talk through that script. You know what I mean? I want you to own it so that it's just a very natural thing. What page were you on?
I was on page 16. I think it's page 16. Page 20.
Page 20. Okay. All right, now I want to give you another strategy of what you can do on this as well. What I would do, you know, sometimes when my husband is notorious for this, if he doesn't recognize the phone number, he doesn't answer, which, you know, that's a great policy for him to not take phone calls. But if I'm calling from somebody else's phone and there's an emergency, he doesn't recognize the number, he ain't picking up the phone. that's the bad part about it. But there are people like my husband that just don't answer the phone. He will not answer his phone. Even if it is me, even if you see it's me, he won't answer the phone. So what I suggest that you do, especially with cold leads, because I would like to see the number increase, the people that call you back, all right, is there is a way, first of all, if you just kind of work on that thing that I just gave you, but if you're looking at call three different times a day. Sometimes the leads that you get tell you, call me between noon and three. Like there's some lead gen companies that give you that kind of information. But if there's not, call in the morning, call in the afternoon, call in the evening. The other thing, too, is that I don't know if you do this or not, but when someone's trying to reach you and they call you first, you don't recognize the phone number, you send it to voicemail. But if they call back again right away, it kind of intrigues you and you have a tendency to pick up the phone.
Yes.
Right? So call twice, back to back. So you call the first time, you get their voicemail, call back again. So when I see the second call coming in, like, oh, maybe it's important, maybe I'll answer it. Right? And then the other strategy is you can call three different times a day to reach that person. Okay? To find the right time to call them. So chances are you probably sound like you are a bit robotic when you're reading the script on page, is it 16 that you're using? Yeah. On page 16, if you're reading that voicemail script kind of sounding robotic, there's a good chance you're sounding robotic on the other script as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want you to be you. I can connect with you. I cannot connect with a robot. Okay. So let's go ahead and just give it a shot. All right. You're obviously reading from page 16, I would imagine.
Yes, I am.
Oh, wait, let me go back to my strategy on the three times. Okay, so you're going to call three different times and or you can call back-to-back, right? Try calling back-to-back. You get the voicemail hang-up, dial again, okay? If you get the voicemail again, use your script. That's great. When you call them back the third time, then you will add a little bit of a twist on the third time, and that's on page 21. Okay.
Okay.
And it's really powerful. And this is what you can say. Hi, Michael. This is Danny. I'm calling you back to get the information you requested. I've been, sorry, that's the wrong script. Sorry, wrong script. That's not the one I wanted.
Okay.
Let me find it. This is a good one, too. You can actually leave your story if you have a story. If you're not, you know, brand spanking new, but this is another great strategy, especially for people who are not, picking up the phone, is to leave your story and or you can leave like Jackie O'Quinn's story on your voicemail, on someone's voicemail. Okay. So you can say, you know, hi, this is Danny. Hi, Michael, this is Danny calling you back. You requested information, to get your information you requested. I've been with the company for a few months and we've made X part time. We're doing some pre-screened interviews right now because it takes a lot of work on our part to establish someone in their home-based business. So if you're serious, give me a call back. I'll get you that information, and we'll see if you have the qualities of the kind of person that we're looking for. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together and where you fit on the team. My phone number is, again, that's X. Have an awesome day, and God bless. So that could be like your last... your last ditch effort for that particular dial for that person. Meaning what I'm saying is you can cultivate leads straight from those aged leads and even the live leads. You can do that. So if you go to the supplemental script book on page 54, it'll take you to the script I was talking about. Okay, so... You got 600 leads, man. You bought those leads. You want to cultivate those leads. So
definitely.
You'll call the first time. You're getting a voicemail. Don't leave a message. Okay? You call right back instantly. Call right back. Leave your voicemail message at that point.
Okay.
Call two other times a day. If you're calling it two other times a day, page 54. Real simple.
Right. Okay.
Okay? So I want you to practice that script with me right now.
Right. So you want me to practice, is it number 20?
54. Nope, page 54.
Okay.
Of the supplemental script book. It's the blue one.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Danny. This is Michael. I've been trying to get hold of you, and it's the third time that I've called. This is the last time that I will be calling you to get the information that you requested about generating an income working from home. We'll be making our decision in the next 48 hours on this advertising campaign, so if you're serious, give me a call, and I'll get that information to you, and we'll see that the qualities are the kind of person that we're looking for. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together. If you're just curious, no need to return the phone call. Again, my name is Michael, and my phone number is 877-474-4260. Again, that's 877-474-4260. Have an awesome day, and God bless.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Great job. Have you used that script?
I have when I'm doing calling people back for the third and last, for the third and final time.
So you have been using that script?
I have been using it, yeah.
Cool. How many times have you left that message?
I probably left it in this advertising campaign. I probably left it possibly around a few times.
Like a handful?
Usually have a pre-recorded message. I've already recorded it, and I just, because I use phone burner auto dialer. So I just
Okay. I want you to go back and listen to the pre-recorded one you did.
Okay.
Because, look, remember, that is a machine talking to a machine, right? I want to make sure that when you listen to that message, you feel a connection with yourself. Because if you don't feel a human connection, that person just hears words that they are not listening to. And everything with prospecting is everything to do with making a human connection. Okay? The other is page 21 on the first script book, you can leave any one of the stories that are a part of your company. Right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
There's one little change from 21. You know, it's, hi, Michael, this is Danny calling you back to get you the information you requested. Just to let you know, we've been working with so-and-so, okay? We've been working with Jackie O'Quinn, and Jackie was a nurse. He had a lot of debt, and he had struggled for years trying to build a business for himself. He got started with our company, and through our training system, he managed to make $70,000 part-time his first year, still full-time as a registered nurse. His second year, he made $104,000. We're doing some pre-screening interviews right now because it takes a lot of work on our part to establish someone in their home business successfully. So if you're serious, give me a call back. I'll get you the information, and we'll see if you have the qualities of the kind of person we're looking for. At that point, we'll decide whether or not we'll be able to work together and where you fit in on the team. My phone number is 123-456-7890. Again, that's 123-456-7890. Have an awesome day, and God bless. Leaving a compelling story on there is basically an advertisement that you're leaving on someone's voicemail. Test that. See how that works. Tell Diane McGuigan's story. My gosh. And you can say something like this, too. This is a simple thing, okay? So, hey, our company is interviewing for three specific spots, just like the one Diane McGuigan was able to get started with our company. She's a single mom with three kids. Now, can you hear the voice inflection? She's a single mom with three kids. Her stove blew up. She had a hole in her roof. She had no money. The woman struggled financially for her entire adult life raising kids. She got started. She made six figures her first 6 months. She made $100,000 her first 6 months. She made $259,000 her very first year. Now, I don't know if you have the kind of qualifications, the kind of person we're looking for. And I don't know if you have the ability to do what Diana's done. All I do know is they're interviewing. And then you go from there.
I need
Michael, is that you?
No, that's not me.
Wow. Carrie, who else's line is open? Because someone's going through a drive-thru right now. And we can hear them. Carrie?
I'm here. I'm actually looking to see. It looks like there is another host line, which I thought was Brian's line, but
yeah. Can you mute whatever line is open?
I've just muted that line, so we should be good
now. Okay. All right. So anyway, Michael, definitely test out. First of all, listen to your voicemail, the message that you put in your audio dialer. Make sure that there's a human connection. If you can't decide it for yourself, ask a friend. Ask a friend. Does this sound like a robot? Does this sound like somebody that you would respond to? Right? Ask someone that can give you that opinion. And work on making it more human connected. You're talking to a person. You're not talking to a voicemail. Okay? And then I want you to play around with cultivating these leads. You can certainly leave an advertisement on somebody's voicemail. See if that works. Make sure you have some scarcity in that, that, hey, we're going to be making the decision real soon. We're looking for the next Diane McGuigan. Don't know if you have those kind of skills or not. But once we go through the interviewing process, we'll determine whether or not you do. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I want you to work on. I need to see more of your callbacks coming in. 10 conversations is really low for your voicemail. So let's work on making sure to fix that problem before we try to fix anything else.
All right. Okay.
Okay? All right. Carrie, go ahead and put her back into the class. Put Michael back into the class. You are so welcome, Michael. The next person I'm going to pull up is Janet O'Mara. Janet O'Mara had 229 dials. He's obviously working part-time, very, very, very part-time. 229 dials is like, a few hours of prospecting. 10 conversations again. Janet, press number one, say hello. Hi. Okay. Wow, you had, those are pretty good, 229 times 5%. Yeah, you're right in there. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, good job. Okay, not that you have anything to do with that, but you can definitely use everything I just said to Michael, obviously, right, with leaving a voicemail, to cultivate the rest of those 219 leads that didn't answer the phone. Because you're saying 10 people didn't answer the phone and you had 10 conversations, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's go ahead and what script are you using to talk to your prospects?
Prospecting script, page.
What page?
I'm just looking. Page 16 in the script book.
Okay, I'm there, and I'm the prospect, and you are going to just treat me like I'm a lead.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Janet. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What is this about?
Do you have a pen and paper handy? To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay. Let me pause you right there. Mm-hmm. You just ran right over that question. And didn't wait for my answer, right? This is a conversation. Okay. So do you have a pen and paper handy? Do you have a pen and paper handy to save us the time I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to? You need an answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. So the main thing to focus on is this is a conversation. You're looking to get to know this person. So just keep that in mind as you're reading the script versus just trying to rush through the script.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a piece of paper and pen. Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
Kind of. Sometimes I do.
Okay. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, the business that I am with, I sometimes can work from home. I sometimes work from the office.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about what business you're in?
Yes, I'm in the publishing industry.
Okay. What type of publishing?
We publish adult education material.
And how many years have you done that?
Long time. Mm-hmm. Long, long time.
What do you like about doing that?
I like helping people.
Anything you don't like about doing that?
A lot. There's a lot that I don't like about that.
Okay. Can you give me a couple of examples of what you don't like about it?
Yeah. I don't like the taxes. I don't like the way the government completely robs small businesses. I don't like systems that are not followed. I can't stand IT stuff because it just, I don't know. I can't stand not understanding IT. I can't stand that other people can't handle the IT. We have a great IT department, but they're the only smart ones really in the whole office, and everybody kind of depends on them. That just drives me nuts. Yeah, I mean, do you have like a few hours? I could tell you a whole lot more about what I don't like about the publishing business. I don't like the sharks that are out there that try to come and take advantage of people. Yeah, there's a lot I could say about that.
So in the publishing that you're doing, are you doing like self-publishing? Is that the type of thing you're doing?
Yeah, we do self-published books, audio, video, training materials, classes, things like that.
Now, do you do it just for your own work or for other people also?
We've done a little bit for other people, but mostly for just what our main brand is.
Okay. So are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I'd like to supplement.
Okay. Are you married?
I am.
Do you have any children?
I do.
How many children do you have?
5.
And do you have any grandchildren?
I have 8.
You don't sound old enough to have 8 grand.
It's interesting that you say that. Because my daughters and I sound exactly the same on the phone, and of course, you know, they're half my age. So, thank you.
Have you ever been self-employed other than the publishing that you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
And can you tell me a bit more about that?
I've been self-employed since I was 19, actually. And I had a couple of months where I worked as a cocktail waitress when I was 21. But pretty much since I was 19, I've been self-employed.
Okay. What types of things have you done as well being self-employed?
I've done a lot of things. I worked in the environmental industry. My very first business was in the environmental industry. And that still to this day has had a massive positive impact on my life. I've worked in the nutrition industry. I actually manufactured a weight loss program, a skincare line. I manufactured a Chinese herbal medicine line. I also have owned and still own a training and management company that trains and develops people in sales and marketing and business building.
Excellent. Now, what level of income are you accustomed to?
7 figures.
Mm-hmm. What kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
I would say that supplementing an additional $50,000 would be a good start.
Okay. Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
How much are we talking?
You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I think it depends on what it is. That would determine my seriousness.
Let me tell you about the company I work with. I don't know what to say at this point.
Really?
Our company trainer has been interviewed on Oprah, featured in Forbes magazine 3 times, interviewed on the Fox News Channel and the Steve Harvey Show. Danny, have you heard of our company? XYZ.
I haven't. Okay. No, I haven't.
Right. Now, Danny, the person we're looking to work with and train has 3 main qualities. They're a team player.
Can I pause you? Can I pause
yes,
you right
ma'am.
Here?
Oh, yes.
You do have a script
mm-hmm.
for your company track record.
Yep.
Just don't say
mm-hmm.
the company name. I want to hear your company track record script.
Okay, no problem. All right. Let me tell you about the organization I work with. We're a 20-year-old multi-million-dollar company in over 100 countries like Brazil, Australia, England, Canada, and the U.S., just to name a few. We're in a $7 trillion industry, which is expected to double over the next 10 years in spite of the current economy. Are you familiar with Oprah Winfrey?
Of course.
How about Forbes magazine?
Absolutely.
Our company trainer has been interviewed on Oprah, featured in Forbes magazine 3 times, recently interviewed on the Fox News Channel and also the Steve Harvey Show. So, Danny, have you heard of our company, XYZ?
I have not.
Now, the person we're looking to work with and train has 3 main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Absolutely.
Great. Do you still have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Do you have internet access?
I do.
I want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
purplestars1969@yahoo.com.
I'll be sending you a link to our website to make sure you get the information. Hey, by the way, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
I do.
Okay. Well, go ahead and go over to the computer now. I want to make sure you don't have any problems downloading the information.
Okay.
Okay. Are you able to bring up a general browser?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Up in the ULR bar where you put an actual website address, would you type in www.JanetOmeraXYZCompany?
Sure. How do I spell that?
www.Janet, J-A-N-E-T.
Okay.
Omera, O-M-A-R-A.
Okay.
X-Y-Z. Company,
okay.
E-O-M-P-A-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Okay, done. I got it.
Okay, did that come up for you?
I sure did.
Okay. Now I want to guide you to where you're going to get the information you need. When you look down at the very bottom of the page, you'll see a blue box. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay, in the first line all the way to the right, do you see where it says work with us?
I do.
Okay. Click on that, please.
Okay.
Now make sure you have a pen and paper handy to take notes on this page. The video is a detailed business overview, and it's where you're going to find the information you were looking for. It takes most people 15 to 20 minutes to review it. Once you've thoroughly reviewed it, you'll definitely see how you're able to have that time freedom that you're looking for to continue working with your self-publishing work, add to your income by $50,000, and also be able to be helping people and, you know, not having to work within the IT systems that you have to work within right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd also like to give you my name and telephone number, if I may.
Okay.
My name is Janet O'Mara.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 1-888-888-8188.
Okay.
I have a few more interviews to conduct. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now. Be making a decision really soon. So the sooner you can go to the video, the better. Depending on what your response to the information is, we'll determine whether or not we work together and where you fit in our team. So go ahead and review that. I'd like to give you a call back in 20 minutes and start answering any questions you may have. Does that work for you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Janet, you have a lot of great strengths with this script. First of all, you're very familiar with it, and I'm really proud of you, of how familiar you are with it. I'm just having a hard time connecting.
Yes, I know.
That's the only thing. I feel like there's a major wall up that you have. You read beautifully. You read a little too beautifully, and I think you're more focused on reading the script correctly than you are on really actually connecting with the prospect. And meaning I feel like you're not feeling what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so I think you did a good job, in the beginning with the, you know, are you currently working from home? I threw you a loop. I played myself as I am now. And I've never done that on one of these calls. I always go back 20 years and play one of my former jobs. But you didn't flinch, and I was impressed by that. I attempted to make you flinch when I said, yeah, I make six figures, to see what you would say, or that I already was an entrepreneur and I already had a publishing company and all this kind of stuff. And you didn't flinch at all, which was really good. I thought you had very good posture. But it's almost like it's almost like I feel, and I hope that you get this. I know you care, but I feel like you don't. Does that make sense?
Yes. That does.
You went with your answer. So it's almost like going through the motions, but I'm not feeling trust. I'm not feeling like I'm connecting with you. And so how do we fix that? What are you focusing on when you're reading the script?
Probably making sure I get the script exactly as it is.
Yeah,
that
that's what
I'm
hearing.
That I'm not changing at all.
Yeah. I don't want you to worry about that. You're already going to do that because you're that personality that follows directions. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus on really getting to know that person on the other side. I want you to know that person's heart. I want you to know their dream. I want you to know their goal. I want you to feel what they're good at. Do you know what I mean? I need to feel you. Because if I can feel you, then I trust you. If I trust you, I'm going to follow you.
Okay.
But if you're – this is where you've heard me say it first step to this. You got to get out of your own way. So in this case, you're more worried about reading the script perfectly. And when you're more focused about reading the script perfectly, then what is this really about? Is this about the prospect or is this about you?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So you really got to make it about them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I want you to do, you're going to hear it. Let me actually do this with you, okay? All right. So let me give you an example. All right. So I'm going to prospect you, okay?
Okay.
And I want to see how you feel. Okay, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Janet?
Yes.
How's it going?
Great, thank you.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to get some more information about making more money.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Okay. How are you feeling right now?
Other than nervous, disconnected? Is that a good word?
That is the right word. That's totally the right word. Okay, now let me take you through another example, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Janet?
Yes.
How's it going?
Great, thank you.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I was interested in generating more income.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. To save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Let's stop right here. Did you feel any different with the second example?
Yes. Felt more connected. Your syntax was different the second time around than it was the first time.
Not as rushed.
Not as mechanical as the first
right.
time.
Right. Exactly. So can you feel that I want to hear you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You see how that is? That's that 93% nonverbal communication. Okay, 93% of all communication is nonverbal. 7% is the words. You're focusing on the 7%.
Yes.
Too hard.
Okay.
But that other 93% says, who are you? I want to discover who you are. I want to know you. What matters to you? What makes you tick? Are you the one I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you literally brilliantly executed the script quite perfectly. That's the 7%.
Yes.
I need your heart.
Okay.
These are real live people. These are real live people with real live struggles, with real live issues, with a marriage that's about to collapse. These are real live people who are about to clear bankruptcy. These are real live people who have lost all hope, and this phone call is their only hope. These are real-life people who've been used and abused. These are real-life people who've had a dream that has now been pushed away as hope is deferred. These are real-life people that have a debt that's piling up.
Yes.
They've been mutilated by the market. They've been ignored by their boss. They want a purpose so desperately. Mm-hmm. And your job is to uncover and discover it. That makes sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay, so there's a lot of mechanical readers out there. The professional is going to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking to do, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I have nothing else to say about any of your other technical part of it. It was really executed beautifully. I want to engage the 93% now, okay?
Yes, I will work on that very hard.
Don't do it too hard. It'll make it mechanical. You actually need to relax a little. That's what it's more like. So I want you to pay attention when you have a personal conversation with your best friend or someone that you really love and that you love to be around, that you love to listen to. I want you to pay attention how you dig your ear into their mouth, so to speak. It's, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I want to hear that. Like when you fall in love with somebody, I want to hear that. That's what causes people to engage. All right, then, Carrie, go ahead and put, thank you so much, Janet. You did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Zipporah Singleton is the next person.
Okay, Zipporah's line is open.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Zipporah?
Hello.
Hi. I'm really good. Well, congratulations, Zipporah. You were the number one warm market dialer with 123 dials.
I'm shocked.
Can you tell me, yes. Can you tell me what your goal would be for this week? That if you were number one with 123, you have to imagine that a whole bunch of other people are going to step up their game. How will you maintain that spot?
I have to step up my game. For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how many dialers are you going to do this week? When I look at the next week's report, what am I going to see? What number am I going to see? And in other words, let me ask you this question. Are you happy with 123?
Not at all. I actually felt really bad. I really did. So I was kind of surprised that I was number one because I felt really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were number one out of everybody. In fact, you were number one. I'm doing two classes right now. I'm holding a private class for one particular company that I'm doing a private company, a private corporate prospecting and closing class every Tuesday and Thursday at noon. You were number one in both classes. Like, even in that class, 62 dials was the highest, which is, like, really so unbelievably low. I'm blown away. Like, we're at preschool at this point when those numbers are like that. But this is about kindergarten, and I know you're not happy with this number, but what number is going to make you happy from a warm market list to have in that category for next week?
At least 400.
Now, how many hours a week are you working?
I'm working 20, but this week it's probably actually going to be more like 15.
Okay. So 400, do you feel like that's something that you can do? Don't make a commitment to me that you're not going to do or that you want to impress me and everybody else on this call, which I know is not the goal. What's the number?
Um, 15
hours a week is about 345 dials.
Okay. Then I'm going to do 345 dials this week.
Okay. Awesome. So 345 dials is the number I'm going to see on my sheet. Now, I'm going to challenge everybody that's in this class. Same thing. I want you to look at your own number of dials that you've done, and I want you to put down what your goal is for this coming week. And this week is almost done. It's Tuesday. So that's until Saturday, right, or until Sunday, actually, when you're going to turn in your numbers. So you had yesterday and you've had today so far. Some of you will get off the phone with me tonight, and you'll continue to make some more dials. But what number do you want to have in there that you'll say, you know what, I did good. I did real good. Now, base it on the number that you have and base it on and look at the numbers that I gave you of what is possible. Again, we're not here to play around. This is not kindergarten. Okay, we're adults here. We're building a business here. And so to do that, we need to get really good at this dial thing. It's the very first action that must be taken before any other action can be realized. No other result is going to happen without making a dial. And that's that initial connection. Okay, so 123, you had 26 conversations. Beautiful. You had 12 people go to a presentation, and you closed 4 people. Plus, you closed 5 people. You got 1% on product and 4 people that you enrolled as a new business associate. It's a 42% closing ratio on enrolling people. That is almost a 50% closing ratio overall. 48%. We'll call it 48%. So excellent job. Absolute excellent job. So let's take it up a notch. So what you have a 46% show up ratio.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that? 12 out of 26 is 46%, all right? So 12 out of 26, there's some room. You got some room for improvement there. Let's get that number to climb. Then that's more people. I mean, you have very high closing ratios, Zipporah, very high. 42% is amazing. So let's see what we can do with getting more people to show up. What script are you using?
It depends on the people that I'm talking to,
okay,
from where they're coming from. So I figured tonight I'll do, like, the professional script that I would be working on.
So which script do you use the most?
That is the challenge. It depends on who they are, because I have people from professional, and I have people personal, and I have people lukewarm. So, I mean, like, not lukewarm in the sense that I meet them. I don't know them really well, but I see them, like, maybe a church or something like that, you know. So that's what, you know, I'm not picking up the phone and talking to them, hey, what's going on? How you doing? You know, like that. So, I mean, I know them, but I don't, you know, it's not like, hey, let's go hang out at a movie together. Does that make sense? So a lot of my connections will be professional, since I do a lot of professional networking. So a good deal of them will be professional in that
okay.
sense.
All right. Let's work from there.
Okay. All right. So I would so am I going to do the script with you?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. So how did your week go last week at work?
Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Zipporah.
Hi.
Hey, this is Zipporah. How you doing?
Good. Can I pause you and pick what script are you working? What script are you on? What page?
Oh,
what book?
34 script book. The beginning script book.
The first script book. Not the supplemental. 34. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Thank you. I just want to give everyone else a reference so that they are following along from page 34. So this is the networking professional approach. So you met me where?
I met you networking in one of the, like, the network groups, like,
sure.
Professional
yep,
network
I understand.
Groups.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. All right. Danny, so how's it going?
It's good.
Good. How did your week go last week?
How did my week go last week? Oh, it was nice. Actually, had a great week last week.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good coming out of the craziness that we've had here. I'm putting together a list of approved vendors that are together, and I'm looking for some mutually beneficial relationships with a few key business people that I really feel good about referring business to. So through our company, I'm in contact with quite a few people every day that can benefit from your services and with my recommendation may choose you instead of your competitor. So the way that I'm going to be doing that is I wanted you to I'll be with a group of people on this weekend that I'd like you to take a look at their website, complete the interest forms, you know, take a look and see what you think. And then you'll learn a little bit more about what our company what our company does. And you'll be in to meet with all these people that I normally run into, and I can actually recommend you as a comfortable resource. So, and after you take a look at that orientation, let's, you know, just sit down and take a look and see if we can mutually benefit each other after you take a look at the website. And, you know, who do you know? Once you see what we're going to do, maybe you'll see it might be something that will fit your business. And if not, that's fine, too. But at least you'll make some new contacts and pass out some business cards. So are you available this weekend, Friday at 11 o'clock?
I'm a bit busy. Friday, 11 o'clock, I'm in meetings all day, actually.
Okay. So what does Saturday look like?
Saturday, I'm totally booked also.
Okay. So what is a good time? Because, you know, we really have a busy schedule, and we only have a few slots available for your category that we can have there. So I'd really like to get you involved with it if it works for you. So is there any time prior to that we can connect with?
Let's time out because I already found the reason.
Okay.
Zipporah, what's
yes,
my
ma'am.
Need? What's my need?
To build business? Connect
really?
With?
How do you know that?
I guess I made the assumption since we met at the networking organization.
Yep. What is my business, Zipporah?
Well, I just took it. You know what? I did. I took it as I already knew because I already had your information. So I didn't clarify that. And I just said meet with your business. I didn't say, you know, with your mortgage business or with your insurance business or anything like that. I just said with your business.
Okay, let's go to line one.
Yes, ma'am. The
hey,
form.
Danny. Yeah.
I usually get caught up in letting them talk a lot, and I skip through that, which I shouldn't have done in this case.
Wow.
And
well,
I
in this case, I said,
Yeah.
Yeah, last week, yeah, it was a good week. It was, like, really busy. You're like, yeah, coming out of the craziness of last week, I mean, you just rolled right over me with your agenda.
I did. I see that now.
That's not a good way to try to get someone to show up or want to engage with you. And to be honest with you, it's such a trip. I felt all the way through the script that you were trying to get something from me instead of trying to give me something. Even though your words were saying, I want to help you build your business, I didn't hear that. What I felt is you were trying to get something from me.
Wow.
I'm gonna take you through the script. And when you listen to the MP3 of this, you'll hear it. You'll hear it in your voice.
Wow.
Okay? So, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Zipporah?
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good. This is Danny. Hey, did you have a good week last week?
Yeah, I did. Pretty good.
You did? What made it pretty good?
I got a couple of new clients, and from that networking thing we were at, at least some good leads.
Really? Now, what is a good lead to you?
What is a good lead? That would be somebody who could use my services to build their business, or that I can help them with a different way to market their own business. It would be a good lead for me.
You know, I felt that even though we talked last week, I did not quite get enough information on your business and really who the ideal customer is that you're looking for.
Wow.
So who would that be?
That would be either a realtor or someone that does business with marketing. Someone could be a office that has a lobby that they need to make a statement for, or someone who needs to do something outside of the box. So maybe they're doing their marketing and they want to stand outside the crowd. So they're unique to other people in their industry. Someone like that.
Okay.
Or a fundraising contact.
Or fundraising?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how long have you had your business?
Going on 20 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so Zipporah, like out of the 20 years that you've been working with realtors and anyone that does marketing or an office that has a lobby that they really want that to shine and look great and to stand out, or even like fundraisers, what has been your most favorite client that you've ever had?
Probably the businesses that I help them think outside the box. And they come up with a unique way to do something. That's been the most fun for me. That could be a realtor, because actually it was a realtor in one incident, and it was an insurance company for another instance.
Okay. So how exactly did you help them think outside the box? What do you mean by that?
The insurance, because they tend to do things the same way, and they compare notes to other insurance companies. And because I work with a lot of different companies, I can give them a different way to do it. So what we ended up doing is we ended up doing an event where we brought their clients together for client appreciation, and they were able to have some insight and some just kick back with some wine and cheese and some vendors that came in that they could, purchase things and what have you. So it gave them a way to bring in clientele, and then they get the option to do insurance quotes for them. So everybody that actually came in to do insurance quotes for them, they actually got to get in the door prize for additional prizes that we provided for them.
That's amazing. I'm going to pause you right here.
Yes.
Did you catch anything from what I was just doing?
There's no words to say other than I've done that, and then I'll get sidetracked listening to them, and then we'll come back to getting back to the script. So I was trying to stay on script, so I will complete the script.
Well, you don't complete the script if you're not forming them. And if you're specifically not asking the question of, you know what, I just want to get some more information about your business model and who your ideal customer is, that's a great way to start that conversation.
I see that now. I made assumptions from the networking, like you.
Yeah. You don't know squat from that networking thing. You don't know squat.
Yeah. Well, compared to this conversation, I know squat. But, yes.
You don't.
I know better now.
Yeah.
Because it's a light bulb, basically. I mean,
when you say realtor, somebody has one picture in mind, somebody else has something different. You want to dig deeper on what it is that they're looking for. So then when you go that script, now let me just, we're done with our time. It's now time for us to end this class. But if everyone's okay to hang on for another 5 minutes, I want to kind of walk her through another example. If you need to hang up, you go right ahead. Be watching for the email this Friday for the homework assignment. Make sure you get that homework assignment in and listen to the MP3 every day. And I need you to all raise your dials. That's the first thing we're going to focus on. And you decide what number that's going to be. And you make sure that you hit it, that you focus on that. And it's time to get in the game. But if you need to hang up, you go right ahead. I'm going to spend a couple more minutes with Zipporah here. It's completely up to you if you want to listen or not. Okay, so Zipporah, let me do another example, all right, with this. Actually, let me just go ahead and continue. I'm going to continue with what we're doing right now. All right, so you really enjoyed that client appreciation party that you did. Sounds amazing. Now, are you and your husband partners in your business?
No, we're not. Another business.
Oh, okay. Now,
non-profit.
What does he do?
Not in our business. We actually just started a nonprofit, like literally over Christmas. Just started.
Really?
So
wow.
It's completely fresh. So
tell me about it.
A nonprofit that came from the fact that business here in Houston got killed because of the hurricane. We got hit really hard.
Yeah.
So took what you kind of mentioned and started.
No. Who's the you? Hold it.
Okay,
you're still
role-playing.
I'm role-playing.
Oh, sorry.
I am not Danny Johnson.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Yes, we took the what happened with us with the hurricane and started helping out with the hurricane, got our friends and family to donate stuff that we would literally, I mean, I was literally taking, clothes, toilet paper, ripping out sheetrock, everything across the city, and got really frustrated one day saying, you know, I wish I could do more, and ended up putting together a recovery fair event that we have this coming weekend where we're matching people that are locals, that are professional carpenters, electricians, et cetera, together with homeowners that were affected in a non-commercial, well, not say commercial, but not a home show type thing where to be involved, they all have to give us references that are current in the past 9 months, and then the people who are affected get to come to the event for free. And the money that we raise above our expenses goes into the nonprofit that we're doing to give them, like, a door for their front door or an inner door.
Mm.
And we got a call today for a roof. So that's the kind
of
thing that
that's exciting.
Yes, did.
That is, man, that's awesome. That's awesome, Zipporah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You know what? First of all, I don't want to take too much more of your time. And I'm sure you've got appointments as I've got appointments. I'm putting together a list of approved vendors right now, and I'm looking for a mutually beneficial relationship with a few key business people that I feel really good about referring business to. Through our company, I'm in contact with a large number of people every day that could possibly benefit from your services of, man, thinking outside of the box, helping companies to stand out, putting on fundraising events, as well as what you're doing with the recovery event this weekend and with your nonprofit. So the bottom line is that I'm in contact with quite a number of those people, and I believe that they, perhaps some of them could benefit from those services that you told me about. And with my recommendation, they may choose to use you instead of your competitor. And the way I'm going about choosing my approved list of vendors is like this. I'm meeting with a group of entrepreneurs on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And what I'd like to do is have you come down, bring some business cards, make some new contacts with these entrepreneurs. There's going to be an orientation, and you'll learn a little bit about what our company does. And after the orientation, let's sit down and talk and see how we might mutually benefit each other. And who knows? Once you see what our company does, you may see that it is something that might be a perfect fit with your business, with helping realtors, insurance companies, marketing companies, anybody with an office in the lobby that wants to make it look amazing, to make it stand out, even some of these fundraising events and the client appreciation events that you've done, and let's not forget the very, very most important work that you and your husband are doing, which is the nonprofit. So if it's a match, great. If not, at the very least, that's fine. At least you'll be able to make some new contacts, and you'll be able to pass out some business cards. So are you available Saturday at 3?
Yes, I'll kind of rearrange my schedule to make it happen.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? Okay, now let's go back up. So that's that one. Now you're willing to rearrange your schedule. Okay, now let's do it this way. And I'm past my 5 minutes. Yep, I'm at 6. So I'm going 3 more minutes. Ready?
Yes.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Zipporah.
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
It's fine.
Good. This is Danny Johnson.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hey, how was your week last week?
It was good.
Good. I'm glad. Mine was too. I'm putting together a list of approved vendors together. And I'm looking for a mutually beneficial relationship with a few key business people that I feel really good about referring business to. You're laughing. Through our company, I'm in contact with quite a number of people every day that could benefit from your services. And with my recommendation, they may choose to use you instead of your competitor. And the way I'm going to do this is the way I'm going to choose my approved list of vendors is like this. I'll be meeting with a group of entrepreneurs on, okay, you get it now, don't you?
Ouch.
Exactly. What's so amazing about this script is it really allows every single one of us network marketers to put a focus on, wow, who can I help to succeed? And to be able to match people up. And as we do that, they want to know how they can help us. But if we're going in to just help ourselves first, which is exactly how you read this, and that's what I told you, I felt like you just wanted something for you, that it really wasn't about helping me. It really wasn't about putting me in contact in a place where I could network with other people. And perhaps putting me on a list of approved vendors where my business would be chosen over my competitors. And so the forming part of that is what makes that script connect. The script without form doesn't connect. The script without form basically says, I want to do business with you. Me, or I want you to do business with me, actually. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I think there's a big difference between those two. And I fumbled myself through that script. You know, it's been a long time since I've read that one and worked through it. It's a powerhouse script right there, and a simple strategy to use. Okay, so here's what I'm going to see you do. That's a great script, and I'm going to see you use that more this week. You're going to do more dials, but let's see if we can move that number by simply forming, because I have a feeling that activity that you did with me there's probably a good chance that you did the same thing with others, meaning that you skipped the forming thing as often as you can. Yep, you did it today.
I did it today. I know them a little bit, but I did it today, so I can't even say anything.
So now you, what did you learn from that, those two examples?
I saw how that felt to go through. On the other side, it was different than what, I mean, I didn't mean it the way it sounded, the way it came across.
Yep.
I really did.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I believe what I meant was I really wanted to connect them. I do believe that, but sitting on the other side of it, it didn't come across that way.
Exactly.
What I wanted didn't come across. And the form part, even though I kind of was hesitating to do too much forming to try to keep it on track, I see I still need to do a little bit more forming. And that
well, the main thing is that you are caring more about your time and more about getting the appointment than you are actually finding out if this really is going to be a match and whether or not it is going to be beneficial.
Wow.
You're really, the reality is you're really looking to be the one benefited by it. Because if you don't know who my ideal customer is that I'm looking for, how the hell can you help me?
Wow.
If you don't know what my business is, how the hell can you help me? How can you actually, and that's what I was feeling when you're reading the scripts. Like, how in the, you don't know anything about my business. How in the world can you send me somebody?
Wow.
This is just going to be another mixer at the Chamber of Commerce. Where no one cares
mm-hmm.
about anybody else's business but their own.
Mm-hmm.
This just sounds like another waste of time. Right? So what actually proves to that prospect that you actually care is you're actually finding out. What do they need? And I'm like, okay, who do I know that could use this?
Wow. Wow.
You know, and then driving it back through of like, hey, you know what? There's a good chance you might meet somebody somebody that can actually help with this nonprofit. And it might be some people that might just want to jump all over that thing and just like give donations. And, or they can volunteer their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see about working on bringing some contractors in.
Mm-hmm.
Those might be a good lead for you.
Mm-hmm.
Contractors with a heart.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, I'm so glad that you get to feel what that feels like because it's a game changer right there. Changes everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, Zipporah, awesome. I can't wait to see what that does to your numbers. I am so excited and I can't wait. All righty.
Thank you.
All right, Carrie, put her back into the class. And everybody, thank you so much for your time. Hope the bonus of 11 or 12 minutes was a blessing instead of a waste of time for you. I can't wait to see what everybody's numbers look like next week. Again, let's just focus on those dials. You're listening to the MP3. You're going to work on forming. You're going to work on not sounding like a robot. And you're going to work on actually caring and connecting with people. Okay? So these three examples, phenomenal. Really phenomenal. Three perfect examples. Michael, again, leading the way with a lot of dials, a good healthy amount of dials, about 60% of what I like to see for a full-time person. You now have more of a gauge of what you should be looking for. Again, if you're trying to step up your game and you want to go pro, we're not talking playing high school, we're not talking about grade school, we're talking about pro, then it's going to be like, all right, time to step it up and make it happen. All right, guys, thank you so much. God bless you, and I can't wait to talk to you Thursday night for your closing class, and that's where we're going to get into the second half of the process, and I'm looking forward to role-playing with a few of you that night. All right, God bless you. And remember, you guys have that closed group. And by the way, please do not be sharing logins. Listen to me. Don't share logins. Do not be sharing the Facebook group. All of this is private and closed, and you should not have me on a speakerphone with other people in your house listening to this training class. That is unethical, and it's not right. You want to make sure that this is for you and you're not cheating your team by having your team without any skin in the game. They need to have their own skin in the game if they want to go pro. You can't cheat to go pro. You go pro by paying the price. And so better not in any way, shape, or form be allowing people to listen to this MP3, not allowing people to listen to this class, You pay for it. It's your ears only. Period. End of story. Okay. So you want to have high, the, whatever you do, duplicates, friend. That's what I'm going to say to you. Whatever you do, duplicates. So if you cheat, you can welcome that you're going to recruit cheaters. You're committed. You're following directions. Well, then that's what you're going to recruit. You attract who you are. Period. End of story. So make sure you're living in high ethical standards when you're building this business, because trust me, every Tom, Dick, and cheating Harry is available to join you. And it is a hell business when you build it like that. Trust me, I know. I made those mistakes early on in my career. So anyway, MP3 every day. If you did not purchase that MP3, you don't have your jersey to play ball. So make sure that you're getting your MP3. You can go to support@dannyjohnson.com, or you can call the office and get your MP3 that way. And if you need help getting a hold of it, like where do I find it in my account manager, you can contact our office again, support@dannyjohnson.com and or 866-760-8255. If you want to talk to someone, I'm that person. I'm going to call the office. Or if you want to do it through the support suite at our on our website, you can do it that way too. So God bless you guys. Talk to you later. Open up the lines and everyone say good night and God bless.
Good night.
Have a nice evening. Bye bye.